Emotions run high in the Muslim world over cartoons which show a caricature, a distorted drawing or image ridiculing the Prophet Muhammad. Islamic law forbids depictions of the Prophet, even positive images, in order to prevent idolatry. Professor Akbar Ahmed of American University in Washington, D.C., says the uproar highlights the tension between religious tolerance and freedom of speech.
In a sense, you're seeing an irresistible force, the Muslims, and an immovable object. That is the principle of freedom of expression in the West. And these two are clashing. You saw it earlier with the Salman Rushdie crisis, when he wrote the satanic verses over a decade ago, and you had the reaction by the Muslims. And in a sense, you're seeing a resonance and echo of the same kind of crisis, where two cultures are, as it were, in conflict and in clash, and in some senses not understanding the sensitivities of each other. Muslims need to be much more sensitive to how the West functions, and the West needs to understand how Muslims respond to religiosity, to the divine, to religion, and to theology itself.
The cartoons sparked threats of kidnapping against Westerners in the Palestinian territories and the boycott of Danish products in parts of the Middle East. Danish Prime Minister Anders Rasmussen hosted a meeting in Copenhagen with more than 70 ambassadors, including those from predominantly Muslim nations.
The Danish government is taking the protests and the threats very seriously. We are working with our friends and partners in the Muslim world and beyond to calm the situation.
Mr. Rasmussen fears tensions will grow as more newspapers reprint the cartoons. In the United States, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick defended freedom of expression, but condemned the publication of the cartoons.
We find them offensive. We understand why others may find them offensive. We have urged tolerance and understanding. All of that said, the media organizations are going to have to make their own decisions concerning what is printed, George. It's not for the U.S. government to dictate what is printed.
Angry demonstrations were held in Indonesia, Bangladesh, Malaysia, and several other predominantly Muslim nations protesting the cartoons. In Pakistan, President Musharraf expressed outrage, saying there was no way to justify the publication of the cartoons. In Pakistan, insulting the Prophet Muhammad is punishable by death. Professor Ahmed, who was the Pakistan ambassador to the United Kingdom, called on Western and Muslim nations to be more sensitive to each other's cultures.
Understanding that the world we are living in is a world which is mixed up, it's a kind of salad bowl of cultures. And if we are to live with some harmony, we need to respect each other. If we don't do this, then what you're going to see is that emotional people, angry people will do something stupid, something violent, and you'll have a chain reaction on both sides.
European leaders, hoping to calm anger throughout the continent, have denounced the cartoons as tasteless and disrespectful. Some have also defended the right of free speech of the newspapers. Kathy Scarra, VOA News.